All right, welcome to the exciting subject of eighth notes on page 23 in the Mel Bay. Eighth notes, when you have two notes stemmed together, like in the if you look at the box in the middle of the page, it says two, like there's, it has eighth notes, and then eighth note rests, and then right after that is two notes tied together equals, and so what that means is two eighth notes equals one quarter note. So they each receive half a beat, you know. All right. It even says in English sentence right here, an eighth note receives one half a beat, one quarter note equals two eighth notes. It's just hard to I like to see it visually, because then you can literally see that two of those equals one beat. And if a note has a stem and a flag on it, like the very first note indicated in the box on the left, then that's also worth half a beat. So you could have eighth notes that aren't connected to each other, or whether they are or they aren't, they're both worth half, okay? So, the next thing you learn is that when the note goes on an end, you pick in the up direction. When it goes on the beat, you pick in the down direction, which is what you've been doing all along. But the up direction is for the ends. So, looking at example one, bar one, you have quarter note, which is a down pick. Those little symbols are the direction. Another quarter note, which is a down, and then you have four eighth notes in a row, which is down, up, down, up. How would you know that? How would you know when to do downs and ups? Because it's one, two, three, and four, and. So whenever the count is end, your pick is going up. Does that make sense? So let's try example one together. Nice and slow. One, two, three, four, and. And then get ready for F. And then rest. And then. Perfect, except the I didn't hear a rest on beat four of bar two. So when you have an E note and then a rest, you have to somehow stop the note from ringing. So just lay your hand or a finger right on that string to stop it again. All right, so number one again. One, maybe just a touch faster this time. One, two, three, four. Good. And when to make the rest, I'm not going to make you do that exercise again, but when to stop the note ringing, stop it ringing exactly on beat three. Now, I kind of made a little noise to exaggerate, but you're not supposed to make a noise. You're just supposed to, you know. So on number two, which we're going to do now, the exact same rest comes in the exact same place followed by the exact same note. So you have a chance to do it again. But think like, count out in your head, like as soon as beat four comes, that's when you stop it ringing. Because if you stop it too soon, then you're shortening the note that precedes it, and if you stop it too late, then you're lengthening the note that precedes it. Here we go on number two. One and two, three and four. Beautiful, you're getting it. All right, on to number three. Now, number three, it doesn't have the pick directions. It's up to you to know which one to do. And it's pretty obvious. I mean, the only ones you do it and on in bar one, there's only one spot, which is the and of two. In bar two of example three, you have an and of three and an and of four. So those are the two spots where the pick goes up. Otherwise, it's all down. You get the idea. One, two, three, four. Beautiful job. Number four. One, two. 3, 4. Perfect. Great job. Number 5, 2, 3, 4. But very good. Alright, let's keep going. Let's do all of them on one file. On one track, that is. So number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. Great job. Here we go, number 7. 2, 3, 4. Terrific. Well done. Number 8. 2, 3, 4. Keep going. Alright, good. We could go back to correct the notes, but I'm really just after the rhythmic stuff. Now, number 9 has quarter note, eighth note rests, which just look like those little doodads. If you look in the box up top of the page, it has the eighth notes, and then it has the eighth note rests. So they're not as big as quarter note rests. So what's the count here on bar 9? The first note is on beat?
1.
Second note is on the what of what?
The and of 1.
The and of 1, perfect. The third note is on the?
1 of 2.
Or just say the 2.
The 2.
And then the rest is on the what of what?
The and of 2.
You got it. And then the next note, 3, and then?
1 and.
Or 4 and in this case.
Oh, 4 and.
4 and. Yeah. So the whole count would be 1 and 2, 3, 4 and, where you stop the note ringing after the on the end of 2. We'll do it together. Just the first bar only. Like 2, 3, 4. A D, open D, 3, 4. All right, so you got E and D. D is open and E is second fret. And you also have a rest. You have to mute the D, open D string on the end of 2. So there's a lot going on just in that one bar. 2, 3, 4. Good. We're going to do that again and make sure the point of rest is right on the end of 2. Like 2, 3, 4. Good. All right. And then let's do the whole thing maybe a little slower. I think all the rests are on the end of 2, so that makes it a little easier. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, it's very good. Very good. We'll do the exact same exercise again, just a little faster. 1, 2, 3, 4. All's well that ends well. And last but not least, this is in three-quarter time. The only rest is at the very end. So, like one, two, three. Good. So right in that little section, let's take the last four bars only from the F. Three, four. Oh, I'm sorry, it's in three-quarter time. So two, three. So that's right. We're going to do that whole exercise again. Just get circle the D there, because that's a note that you have to go from F to D. Right? A lot of people will need practice on that. That's why I'm doing it. I'm not going to pause it. I recommend whoever listening to this do that as well. Go from F to D. Good. Here we go. The whole thing. One, two, three. Now you're well on your way to reading some cool melodies with eighth notes, and the next pages 24 and 25, the tunes start getting. I mean, just look at the tunes. If you had, seen this type of music 2-3 months ago, you'd have been like, "What? I'm not ready for that." And so now you're really getting into the meat of reading. So it's really great. You're in a great spot.